this weekly radio program coming to you live from North Idaho. And my host, no, excuse me, I am your host this morning, and I'm Don Harkins. Ordinarily, I am the editor of the Idaho Observer newspaper, but I do this weekly gig to really, I don't know, I think that one of the most marvelous things about having a newspaper is the great people that I come in contact with. And when we're in print all the time, it's marvelous, I suppose, because good people are able to get good airtime when they actually deserve it, at least good column inches. And when we have the broadcast, though, people come up and they talk to us about what they've done, and it's a completely different venue, and it's a really great way for people that are just down the street, ordinary folks like you and I, to get out there and inform people of what they're doing as an inspiration to us all. I'm certainly inspired, and I hope you are too, by this program, and that the ideas that come across these airwaves go out to you and make you realize that, you know, you are maybe just one person, but there are things that you can do to make our world a better place, even in these apparently deepeningly dark times. But this morning we have with us Kay Griggs, and many of you have probably seen a DVD that was put out by Pastor Rick Strawcutter called Kay Griggs Speaks. And Kay Griggs is a military wife. More than that, she was one of the old families of Virginia who has been multi-generationally militarily inclined, and her story is really, really something else. It's quite something to behold, and even though we're not going to go too into depth about that, I advise you to go out there and try to find a copy of Kay Griggs Speaks by a DVD interview by Pastor Rick Strawcutter. We're going to go a little bit more into this hour, what she is doing now to try to help others who are in a similar situation. She has a couple of advantages over many people in that she's a very, very strong person personally. She has very strong faith, and she's intelligent and very, very convinced that what she needs to do now with her life is to get out there and help others who are in the same position. And we'll discuss a little bit of what that position was in a few minutes, and then we'll go into what it is that she's been doing to help remedy the situation for the thousands and thousands of people, men and women, who are in what we can only call mind control environment. And their purposes are many and varied, but the thing that is in common here is that they are controlled and their lives are not their own. And then on the second hour, Ingrid is going to come on up, and she's going to be having as a guest Sophia Smallstorm, who is the producer of 9/11 Mysteries, one of the premier 9/11 Truth DVDs that are out there today. And they're going to talk about some other aspects of that's interesting that we're going to have both of these ladies on today, because they're going to be talking a little bit about social engineering. That's on both sides of the aisle. There's the social engineering that we're subject to, and the social engineering that perhaps we should engage if we are going to produce generations of people who are more able and willing to stand resolutely for freedom. And so, everybody, this is Don Harkins. You're on the American Activist and the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be right back in a few moments with Kay Griggs.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, everybody. You are on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is the American Activist, and I'm your host this morning, Don Harkins. And we are going to, it's going to be an interesting program today, and so stick with us for both hours. Ingrid Castle, my lovely wife, will be here with Sophia Smallstorm, the producer of 9/11 Mysteries. Most of you are probably aware of that, particularly excellent 9/11 Truth DVD. And they're going to be talking a little bit about some of Sophia's other interests, which are social engineering, who we are, what we are, and how we became that way, and how we could change that. And this hour, we're going to be with Kay Griggs, who is a former military wife, and she, for 20 years, was the spouse in an arranged marriage, and she was witness to and subject to some very, very deeply disturbing circumstances, and she has been brave enough to avail those to us so that we can better understand the forces that are the dark shadows guiding our country. Good morning, Kay, and thanks for being with us.
Hi, good morning. This is wonderful what you all are doing. It's just great. I wish we had more stations like this.
Well, you know, it is, it's one of those things. There's been a real intense attrition process in alternative media over the last several years. When I first began in 1995, there were quite a few small radio stations and small newspapers, and slowly but surely, they've all been kind of worn down. It's a difficult path because we don't get a lot of corporate sponsorship, and we don't get very much in the way of government largesse, and so we're completely dependent upon each other, and we're all the ones that are kind of going broke after with all this stuff that's going on. So it's difficult to keep alternative media going, but by the grace of God, we do, and here you are.
Well, it just takes, you know, one person to change the world, literally. Look at what, you know, Christ and Gandhi and so forth. Truth is a really powerful weapon, so to speak, and I think that's one of the reasons that the bad guys or the guys who want to mind control us are working so hard to close down radio stations and so forth, who are trying to get the message to the American people about what's really going on.
Well, that's I know that that's true also, and I love the way they use the term bad guys. That's generally the term that I use, too, because it covers so many bases.
Well, Sarah McClendon, who was the senior White House correspondent who literally saved my life after I was having death threats because I was, I guess, telling too many people what I knew in Norfolk, Virginia, and it was really scary. And then I realized there were other high-level women, of wives of Navy captains and high-level SEAL Team 6 guys and so forth, who were either being neutralized or run through unbelievable gauntlets. And Sarah took me to Washington, and I wrote some articles for her, and I lived with her for 6 or 7 months, and she just literally saved my life. So one person, Sarah McClendon, who is one of the most famous reporters in America, did a lot of good work.
Well, let's go back just a little bit, and for the first segment here, let's frame anyway what it was she saved you from and what you were speaking out about. Go back to, your earlier family roots, and then bring us forward.
Well, I came from a long line of old Virginians, and they're called FFV, you know, sort of first families of Virginia. They are really, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a traditional sort of thing, descendants of Madison and Jefferson and so forth, and their little clubs and cliques, and my family intermarried with other members of other families, and I had an arranged marriage for 20 years to a governor's grandson, and I finally woke up to the kind of what was going on, because I went to work and worked at the World Trade Center in Norfolk. I'm hearing a back. Something's, I don't know, there's a voice. I'm having a hard time. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you just fine, and you sound
there's
nice
an
and
echo.
Clear on this end.
There's an echo.
That must be on your phone. I'm sorry you have to put up with that. Maybe at the next break you can hang up and redial and try again.
I'll do that. But anyway, so I met this very handsome Marine chief of staff for the Commandant of the Marine Corps, George Griggs, and just to make a long story short, we married, and he started talking while he was drinking, and I didn't realize that, you know, he was really an alcoholic. We married after a couple of months, and he was really anxious to get married. He'd been involved in Iran-Contra and all kinds of things, which nobody would really believe. We don't have time to go into here, but I was shocked, and just, you know, trying to listen, trying to learn. I'm a history major and have a master's in Scottish Reformation history, and I was sort of brought up to the 20th century, and he had been in the Reagan administration as a liaison in Beirut, Lebanon, and his good friends of all the names you hear about, and I was pretty impressed, but I started becoming a little bit just really uneasy about the things that he was telling me. So that's sort of, and I just didn't know how to handle that, but I absorbed it and listened, and he had some problems, some emotional problems, and I tried to get some help for him, and obviously they didn't want him to get some help. They wanted to target me because he evidently had spilled the beans, and quite too many of them.
And when you say that, this is just over the course of time, you get drunk, or did it, was any of the admissions that he made, did they come to you when he was, say, sober?
Well, he drank every night, wine and so forth, so I was getting, and I'm a very inquisitive person, and I really wanted to know everything about him, his background, his life, so I learned an awful lot, because I am an inquisitive person. He went to Princeton, he was in the same eating club that Rumsfeld and Dulles and all of the, you know, a lot of the CIA types Carlucci was in. And he also went to the Hun School, where the three oldest Saudi royals were being mind controlled. And I'm sure that my husband was involved in this mind control experiment, because he was there in Princeton for 8 solid years. And this was exactly when Sidney Gottlieb and Jolyon West and Joel Elkies and the whole mind control crowd in Britain and so forth were studying and implementing the use of LSD, you know, Timothy Leary and so forth. And they were really interested. A lot of the German and the Soviet scientists were in Princeton. Einstein was in Princeton. There was a real coterie of individuals. And the mind control experimentation in America was started by this group of Germans and Soviet Marxists who were experimenting on high school students, college students, in prisons. And they were using Pavlov was a great friend of Lenin, and they would get the brain, the mind, down, you know, there were 3 levels, and they would use the traumatize, you know, use extreme trauma. And after you would do this to a dog, and then, of course, they were doing it to men and boys and girls, and even CIA guys would volunteer, and one of them jumped out of a window. But the point is, they would become immensely suggestible and become what we think of as shell shock. And they termed it menticide, menticide, which means killing somebody slowly using torture. And I believe sincerely that 911 was and is a way that these people have literally tried to take the whole American nation and traumatize them in order to bring on this transformation, which is what Rumsfeld calls it. Bush, it's called the New World Order, whatever you want to call it. And I am sure that this is part of their, not only their plans and policy, their design, but they are actually implementing this with action orders.
No, I think that that's very true. Mind control programs come in all different shapes and sizes, from public instruction to military to massive national emergency trauma like 9/11. You're so correct there. Everybody, we are speaking with Kay Griggs this morning. You are on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is The American Activist, and we're going to disappear for just a few moments and support the advertisers, please, because they support alternative information that is coming to you live, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Welcome back, everybody. You are on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is the American Activist, and I'm your host this morning, Don Harkins, and we're discussing some rather disconcerting information from Kay Griggs, who was the spouse of a man who is heavily involved in some of the deepest, darkest black ops in this country's recent history, and she was, I wouldn't say a fly on the wall so much, as, but she was the recipient of much of what he was telling her. And beyond that, she herself had been involved in a multi-generational military Virginia family. And so what she has to tell us is foundational, firsthand experienced information about the behind-the-scenes goings-on of what is steering this country in its macabre direction here. And Kay, aside from being there and listening to what your husband, George Griggs, had to say about his top secret stuff, the things behind the scenes with the operations he's been involved in, to what sort of control had you also been subjected to?
Well, I was mind-controlled the way many quote-unquote elite or socially prominent children of high-level individuals are controlled or mind-controlled. And the way they do that, basically, is through a series of things that the parents, debuts, hoops that the parents sort of feel they need to jump through to have their children be acceptable at the highest level. And in Virginia, of course, we have our Masonic group, Saints and Sinners, the Commonwealth Club, which is all male, the Saints and Sinners in Norfolk, which is all male, and which the federal judges are in with the high-level gynecologists who take care of prostitutes and so forth. It's at the highest level, the individuals are socially prominent and very, very well-to-do, and they attempt to intermarry with families related to some of the founding forefathers. So I came from a family with many, many, a governor, attorney general, and so forth, and made my debut and married a governor's grandson. My uncle was an attorney general. So I was mind-controlled at St. Margaret's Girls' School in Tappahannock, where many of the dignitaries in Washington, CIA operatives, CIA money launderers, send their children. And it is still to this day, believe it or not, I believe MI6 is involved with, I believe, the it's still this kind of school. And I know the Hun School was also used this way in Princeton, where my husband went, and where very high-level Firestone's son and Admiral Kimmel, Pearl Harbor's son, and many wealthy Iranian Jews and so forth sent their sons, and the poor Saudis were told that really their sons ought to go to the Hun School, the three oldest ones, and they were mind-controlled. They were gotten, they got them drunk and orgies and things like this with young boys, and they would fix them up with well-known pedophiles who were charming and would be the housemaster at the Hun School, like Charles Caddock. So I started catching on just in my own life, and then I saw, and knew what went on in George's life, and then I started talking to other wives, and, I just thought, my goodness, this is just bigger than Norfolk. This is going on in New Orleans, this is going on in San Diego and in port cities with the, raping of the handsome boys and when they're in the Navy, and then putting them in jobs so they can be handled, so to speak, or controlled when they move up to the very top of whatever the echelon is.
That's really interesting. I've heard a lot of mind control structural stories over the years, and for the males who are mind controlled, it seems that homosexuality, particularly when they're very young, is one of the main mechanisms that are the underlying control and it's all across the board, and it's sad. I'm unbelievably sad, and besides that, disconcerting, to say the least, that the people who are at the highest levels of public office in this country are these kinds of people who have been mind-controlled since a very, very young age. Everybody, will be back in just a few moments with Kay Griggs, and we're going to go more into what she's doing about all this when we come back. And if you want to take a look at Kay Griggs Speaks, the interview by Pastor Rick Strawcutter, go to 911weknow.com, and we'll be back after these messages in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Broadcasting Network, an independent voice in America's troubled times here. And I really urge you, I've been involved in alternative media or opposition media for quite some time now, and it's pretty much on faith that we're able to keep going, that we're able to stay in print here at the Idaho Observer, and as well as for alternative publications such as the Republic Broadcasting Network to stay on the air. And all of us have something to give in this fight, and if you have something, you can give. And I really urge you to get a hold of Republic Broadcasting, become an advertiser if you have something to advertise, but do something to help to perpetuate this excellent service that is being provided America in these really strange and interesting times. And you can do so by calling 1-800-724-2719, extension 116. And that's, again, that's 800-724-2719. Do what you can, a buck or two at a time, or if you have some way that you can contribute, just do so. It's not always money that is what people can give, but you can give something. You can help us take back this country. And And we are with this morning Kay Griggs, who is really at a foundational level. She is establishing a network of mind-controlled individuals who are in high places, and it's all over this country and probably indeed all over the world. And this is the type of creature that is, I guess, enforcing the policies of the people who are controlling them. And if you are not very happy with the direction the world is going, and you can look around and see that there's a lot of pain, there's a lot of misery, there's a lot of strife, and there's no end in sight, it's because these programmed individuals are going out and doing their jobs. And in the process of that, there are family members and friends who are caught in the crossfire. And while we're not going to go any deeper into what Kay's life has been like for the last, well, ever since she was a small girl, you can see that material. Go to 911weknow.com. Sophia Smallstorm, who is going to be coming up in the next hour, she has Kay Griggs Speaks available. It's a DVD interview that Pastor Rick Strawcutter did with Kay Griggs that really kind of launched our understanding of this woman's journey. And in fact, she's not benefited financially from the circulation of this DVD at all. It's just kind of taken wings and flown into the minds and hearts of a lot of really concerned people. And so go to 911weknow.com, and you can get Kay Griggs Speaks from there. And in the meantime then, so that would give you the background more in depth of what we're discussing this morning if you're interested. But mostly because this is the American Activist, we're not just interested in the problems. We are primarily interested in the solutions. And Kay, bless her heart, is providing a solution. I'm looking at a business card here that my wife obtained from Kay. And it was interesting how this worked as well. I got a call from Sophia Smallstorm because we do business with her because we market her excellent 9/11 Truth DVD, 9/11 Mysteries, The Demolition. And we were discussing that, and she wanted to talk to my wife, Ingrid, who was in Virginia Beach at the time. And she said, oh, my gosh, she's in Virginia Beach. That's where Kay Griggs is. And she gave us Kay's number, and I gave it to Ingrid, and they met last week while my wife was in Virginia, and she was just very, very impressed with Kay as a person and her desire to help others. And so I'm looking at this card. It says SS, Spouse Support, Battered Wives and Ex-Wives of U.S. Military, Trained Officers and Enlisted Personnel, NATO, Masonic, Intelligence, Police, Diplomatic, Judicial, and Adolescent Males. And so what Kay, I believe, is attempting to do, and we'll let her elucidate on that a little bit more herself, is help people who are in these positions to either get out or to better negotiate their often extremely horrible and demeaning circumstances. So what is it that you're attempting to do this time, Kay?
Well, I think being a Christian, a positive sort of person who feels as though it's better to do something that is positive than negative. I think empowering the Sarah McClendon calls them the little people, which I consider myself, and I think most Americans are just wonderful individuals, to understand the paradigm, what's going on, and then search themselves and think about what they can do one-on-one with somebody, with a neighbor, with somebody they meet in the grocery store, and just if they're going through this in the courts, because I believe the courts are pretty much now run by reserve military officers at the level where they're dealing with women like me or situations like this. They're all military in the judicial ranks here in Virginia, all former reserve military people. And I'm not saying that they're all bad, but I'm saying that the judges are under their own chain of command, and I think many of them are confused. So I think individuals, whatever religion you are, search yourselves and become a positive person. don't just say I don't believe you if somebody tells you something that they have gone through. Just listen to them. And I believe there is a spirit out there of truth and light, and I believe it's a very powerful spirit. And I don't believe it's just in America. I believe that these guys know that it's a global thing they're trying to do. They're trying to make it top down. They've put these institutions like SHAPE, Supreme Headquarters, Allied Powers Europe, and they have their PSYOP, little, you know, murder squads and so forth, and they know that they're doing a top-down kind of thing. They're following orders, but if you're walking in the spirit, you follow God that's, you know, inside of you, and you know what's right, and you know what's wrong. And when something doesn't smell right or something doesn't sound right, then it's not. And I think it's as simple as that.
No, I completely agree with you. I believe that, and that's, I think that's the differentiation between universal law or God's law, and we're born with that. We have it in us. We know when we're very, very young, even if we make a decision and it's the wrong one and we do the wrong thing, we know somewhere, I don't know, the feeling kind of erupts in our stomach sort of area. We know. I mean, we know. There's just no gray areas here at all. And then we take on man's law. And in man's law, everything is objective. I mean, it's arbitrary, it's fleeting, it's temporary, and it shapes and changes, and it's negotiable. But universal law, God's law, is not negotiable. It's with us forever, and that's where I think that we're living in two worlds simultaneously, this temporal world where there's man's law, and then there's the eternal, universal law-driven world, which is God's law. And every time we make a decision, we are making decisions that affect both worlds.
Exactly. And we're also affecting the planet. And
absolutely.
Finally, individuals, I've known this, and I've been a person of the earth since I was a child growing up on a farm. And I had a grandfather who was a doctor and brilliant physician and raised with animals. And it's very simple to see what we're doing to God's planet and God's creatures, which he gave to us.
Right.
And I'm just, you know, the older one gets, hopefully the wiser one is, if they're not taking drugs. And I think that these shots, these immunizations are bad. What your wonderful wife is doing is just fantastic. And I think my family, I had doctors on my mother's side. My grandfather, my uncle, and my brother are physicians. And my grandfather was, because he's passed away. But the point is, I believe that we are born with bodies which are unique and different, eyes, hands, fingerprints, and our bodies are programmed, if we want to talk about that, to know what to do, and we just need to feed it well. We need to give it the best food, and, of course, it's hard when they're putting chemicals in everything, and the television programs are urging us to take this purple pill or that green pill, and we need to gird ourselves. We need to become wise and really start thinking about what's going into our minds and into our bodies.
Well, we definitely are. We're born naked and screaming, children of God, a fairly blank slate except for the soul that's in there. And then you're right, I see it here, too. With every chemical assault or insult, our connection to God is being diminished. And either that's a happy accident or it's an intended outcome. And I have a tendency to think the latter is the case. And
yes,
so what then, how do people get a hold of you? And what is it exactly that you are attempting to do for people that are living now the nightmare that you had lived for so long?
Well, I was a teacher while my daughter was going to school, and I think that I'm basically a teacher and a, of course, a research historian, because I'm very interested in history, because the past is prologue. If we don't know and we don't connect the dots, and we don't know what went on and who did this and that, we have no way to predict the future. And I think character is very important, to literally ask and find out the kinds of jobs that our leaders have had before. Find out about their backgrounds and be inquisitive, be curious. I think the main thing is to focus on the future, to be positive, to be truthful above all else, and to speak out. And this is what Sarah McClendon, she was kicking me under the table, because I was pretty afraid the first time Sarah took me to her study group at the press club in Washington, because there were FBI, CIA, you know, all sorts of people from the military there, and Sarah was a very important person, being the senior White House correspondent, and I had had death threats and psyops in my house. They were trying to, which they do a lot to a lot of the wives, they try to drive you crazy, you know, they'll put cut-off bunny heads on your, they'll try to scare you, kind of what 911 has done to our nation, to scare everybody. And they were doing that to me in my own home. And Sarah was kicking me under the table, saying, go ahead, tell them what you know, don't be afraid. And I think one person, Sarah, helped me to realize that it's bigger than me, and it's not about me. It's about our country. It's about our values. It's about the right to speak out and speak up, and it's about getting rid of secrecy, getting rid of secret societies, getting rid of lies, and bringing truth out and not being afraid.
Well, how was it that you ended up becoming under the tutelage of Sarah McClendon? I mean, everybody, I believe, is aware of who she is, or I guess who she
yeah.
was, and the command that she demanded, or excuse me, her prowess as a reporter and her connections in the highest offices in the country. How was it that she became enamored with you, and why was it that she took such an interest in your case?
Well, I saw her on C-SPAN, called her up, and we had a conversation. And she was from Texas. My grandmother, Belle, was from Texas, very well-educated women, Scottish, come from Texas, Scottish, you know, settlers, colonists settled there. And they produced a very intelligent group of, I guess they were Presbyterians, and where women are equal to men, basically. In other words, they're able to learn and read. Presbyterians encourage women to shoot, you know, ride horses. I don't know. It's a cultural thing, I guess. And Sarah was from Tyler, Texas. My grandmother would have been a little bit older than her, and she talked to me, and she determined that I had a little pluck in me, and your wonderful wife, Indy, has that same pluck.
Oh, she's got pluck. There's no doubt about that.
And I tell you, that is something I think that may be born in us, but we need to encourage it in our girls as well as our boys. And a good education helps, but being aware that you need to be in touch with yourself and live with yourself, and walk in light. That's what Sarah told me, walk in light, walk in truth.
Was she shocked at the revelations that your story really, really gives the world when it's told?
Well, she knew. She was breaking the Billy Saul Estes case. Sarah was speaking for the little people, she said, and at her memorial service, I've never seen so many people. There must have been about 1,000 people there, and I have a tape if anybody wants me to send it to them, they can send me the postage. Sarah was with 12 presidents from Roosevelt up to the current Bush, and she was admired and respected by every single one of them because she was the only person in the White House press corps who would ask the piercing questions. And she would bring up corruption. She would bring up the assassination teams that NATO has, the Gladio teams that my husband was working in and with, and Bush Sr. was knowing about. So, you know.
Okay, well, hang tight there. We're going to have some closing comments with Kay Griggs in just a few moments. And everybody, again, please support the advertisers. Become an advertiser yourself. And we'll be back on the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Activist in just a few moments.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Back for the closing moments of the first hour of the American Activist. Our guest this morning has been Kay Griggs, and she's revealed to us some rather foundational issues that are difficult to swallow, and yet they are omnipresent, and they are the underlying forces that are steering our country in the direction that it's going. And so she has taken it upon herself to tell the world about it and is attempting also to help others who are similarly situated. They're either mind-controlled people themselves, particularly of military, community, and then also the people who are the spouses and friends and family that are also affected. And you mentioned just a moment ago that you have something that you would like to give people if they contacted you and supply the postage, and how would they do that?
Well, they can call me at 757-481-9355 and just let me know whether they would like a copy of Sarah's her memorial service at the Press Club in Washington, D.C. And also, I might mention the 10th annual, of course, I have nothing to do with really any of these things, financially or otherwise, except to inform people, but the 10th annual Ritual Abuse, Secretive Organization, and Mind Control conference is going to be held August the 10th through the 12th at the Doubletree near Windsor Locks in Windsor Locks, Connecticut. And that's put on by a group, SMART, and Mothers Against Sexual Abuse Survivorship, Persons Against Ritual Abuse and Torture. In other words, there are many, many, many people who have suffered at the hands of these PSYOP gurus and so forth. And there are doctors and licensed clinical social workers who will speak at this wonderful conference.
How do people get a hold of it? Does the conference have a website?
Yes, it does. And it's SMART. I'll give the address first. It's SMART, P.O. Box 1295. East Hampton, Massachusetts, 01027, zip code. And then there is a, let me see, there is a, I'm sure I can find a, let's see.
A website. No,
there's an email. There's an
email. Oh, so that's good enough. That'll get us closer.
Yeah, it's capital letters, SMART News, SMARTNEWS. At AOL.com.
And, isn't that something that we have? This is such an ingrained aspect of the American dream here that we have conferences that are presumably well attended that are involving the victims. I don't like using that word very often, but the victims of this strata that is through just entrenched in the American culture. It's just horrible.
It's Pavlovian.
Yeah, it's Pavlovian.
You get rid of Pavlov.
No, it's really something, isn't it? I encourage people to really do that, to get outspoken, to get upfront about this stuff, because if we're ever going to defeat this, it's going to take people standing up like yourself and making others aware and bringing people out of the closet, so to speak, so that we can put this stuff down and not have it return again, because this is supposedly the land of the free, and we are the citizen masters of the government servants, and it's time that we start acting that way. Kay,
well,
thank you so
Don.
Much for being here.
Thank you, Don, so very much.
And it's been an absolute pleasure, and we'll do